Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country as BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And you can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Good morning, NERS team. Thank you very much, National Digital Radio Service. We go across the country, and a big shout to all the First Nation radio stations across the deadly country of ours. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black, have your say. Lines are open, have your say. Text a brother as well, 0457140550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987FM, National Talk, up and running. Your mob, give us a call, have your say. Yarn up strong.
In west of Kununurra, I went through Halls Creek. I've seen a lot of ancient baobab trees. Spent a night at Fitzroy Crossing. At Derby I'll be resting. Come morning, I'll be on the road again. Traveling down to Broome tomorrow. Years since I've been there, I remember all the time that we shared. I remember all the things I've seen, the places that I've been. But there's someone I know I can't forget. Kimberley Green stole my heart from me.
Kimberley Green,
can't stop thinking of you. Can't you see that our love is really true?
Kimberley Green,
you are the only one.
Kimberley Green,
can't stop thinking of you, don't you know? That's the way I want it to be.
Yeah, the daily voice of Warren H. Williams, Kimberley Queen, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, we're going to catch up with Yana with Daily Brother from WA. We've got Mervyn Eves on the line. Merv, good morning. How are you, brother? You there, Merv? Merv, lost you. No. Merv, give me a call back. Lost you, Merv. Sorry, one of a yarn. Be our first conversation in 2025. Good to be catching up with the brother, but all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You two can have your say, 1-800-422-416. Any topic, all is here. Otherwise, text the brother your advice, your opinion, whatever case may be, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Thinking about your body next to mine, oh, butterflies gone.
Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Try to keep an open mind, but it's floating in between the city lights. How can that...
Yeah, keep an open mind. Danny Barney, that's bigger, better, stronger. But we're going to catch up and have a yarn with Merv Eade, come from WA. Merv there, good morning.
Good morning, Trev.
Happy New Year, brother. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my brother.
All the best to you. How are you traveling? Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Merv.
I'm a Noongar man from Western Australia, down south, Albany Way, Menang, Williman, Noongar.
Yes. Beautiful footprint. Thank you, brother. What's your yarn about? Kick off 2025, brother.
I just want to have a quick yarn about what I see as a pandemic in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide.
Yes.
The silent killer of our people that no one's really talking about.
Yes.
In the way it should be. We have distraction politics going on about the flag. Who cares about their flag when we're losing people?
Yeah.
You know, we love our flag, but who cares about a flag situation when we have real issues where our young people and a lot of our young people are dying at a rate that is unconscionable, and it's killing our communities. And it's a silent killer that no one's talking about in the way it should be. And we're listening, following all this Dutton and all these other people's distractions.
Yes.
And taking it away from the real issues within our communities. And suicide must be at the forefront when we're losing so many at the rates we are.
What you're saying, brother, there's bigger concerns, eh? Bigger concerns and,
it's a big concern,
priorities,
brother.
Priorities.
We do not have no healing spaces for our young people, nowhere to go for when they cry and out for help.
Mm.
We have, Lifeline and all these Western interpretations of healing, which don't really work for our mob. Our mob don't jump on the phone when they're not travelling too well. Our mob need to be face-to-face and, places where we could have healing. Because what we're talking about is the effects of generational trauma.
Yes.
Generational trauma has come out in a way, and a lot of our people, a lot of our young people, just ended their lives because of lots of the generational trauma that's affected us. Lots of neglect, abuse, and that of our young people is being swept under the carpet. And a lot of our kids are hanging themselves and that because of lack of hope. They don't see nothing to wake up to each day. A lot of hopelessness has set into a lot of our kids, but we do not have nowhere, no infrastructure or nothing where our people could actually go to get help.
Yes, exactly, brother, exactly. And then you make a fair point, brother, a very important point, and there should be more focus and more investment. We're talking funding from government to tackle this space and get our black people working in this space to be working with our young ones to give them vision for their future and give them a platform.
Oh, absolutely, Trev. And we're talking about there's a big lack of in the mental health comm and all that is designated places for our people.
Yes.
We need our own healing spaces, our own healing centres, run and controlled by our people.
Black on
and
black.
And we don't see that.
No.
Our native title bodies are massively failing us. We have no sort of infrastructure for our future generations that native title talks a lot about.
Mm.
We have nothing given from our native title bodies to help our younger ones, our kids and our future generations. I see it on Noongar country here. We have $196 million in a trust, but we have our kids hanging themselves week in, week out.
Exactly.
Eye on eye each year, but we've got all these trusts and all this and that, and they always talking about future generations, but our kids are dying at a pandemic rate, and nothing is being done about it. No one's talking about it in the way it should. And you did right. Resources aren't there, but when they give resources to all the Care Bears. Mm. All the Care Bears get all the resources, and they have no idea what they're dealing with when they're dealing with Aboriginal people.
Exactly, brother. When you look at the so-called COVID-19, the pandemic, and all the money that was thrown into that, well, this is a pandemic, is what you're saying, brother.
Oh, it's a pandemic at a disproportional rate that no one's speaking about. It's massive. They threw bits and eats of money into a pandemic of COVID, and nothing like that is being put into the Aboriginal space of suicides. And when I talk about Aboriginal space, if we had healing centres and that, we could also heal the non-Indigenous brothers and sisters through our way of healing as well. But
exactly.
You know, no one's calling it and talking about it in the way it should be, brother.
Well, you're talking here on National Talk Black, and we're going to keep singing the song, banging the drum, brother. And look, thank you for your call, but you make a very, very good, important point, brother. Exactly.
Thank you, Trev.
Thank you, my brother. You take care. Keep in touch, please.
I will do.
See you, Merv. There we have a Merv Eves from WA. And look, he's an activist for our black people, especially on the western coast. But he makes a very good point. We need to put a lot of investment into suicide. A lot of our kids are killing themselves at high rates, and we need to change the scenario there. We talk about youth crime. We talk about domestic violence. That's very, very big, more stronger than youth crime. But then we've got suicide as well. That is a space that needs to be tackled. Have you seen Yanup Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
It was an early August morning. You caught everyone by surprise. Came 4 weeks early. You must have known you didn't have too long. And when you entered this world, you were the cutest little boy. I had a smile on my face. Finally got to meet the little man. Then you showed me the little things in life, how most of us take it for granted every day. And with the pain that you went through, you was the toughest little guy that I ever knew. Now days turn to weeks. You were looking so cute and sweet.
Yeah, Daily Track there, Little Man from Black Image Band. Big shout out Black Image and all your mob there. Hopeville, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your Dindy Country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Now, does going back to school mean going back to bullying? That's the statement here. Kids Helpline, your town, Kids Helpline. Kids Helpline and Kids Helpline schools say no to bullying. The beginning of school year can be exciting time, but it can also bring concerns for many children and parents. One of the most significant concerns, according to the Kids Helpline, continues to be bullying. The impacts of bullying can lead to low self-esteem, health problems, poor grades, and tragic outcomes. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Hannah Wilson, Kids Helpline spokesperson, and we have Hannah on the line. Hannah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Good. Hannah, where are you based?
I'm actually at our Kids Helpline office in Queensland.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, yeah, we're talking about kids going back to school, mean going back to bullying. I mean, kids can be very cruel, and bullying is not a good tool, but it's out there and it can be devastating. So tell us your thoughts in regarding what your town, Kids Helpline, powering to do.
So at Kids Helpline, we believe that bullying is something that is not okay, and we want to encourage all young people to have the skills and the tools to be able to not only recognise bullying if it's happening to them, but also being an active role in being able to put a stop to bullying if they see it happening or if they're doing the bullying themselves.
Look, we're all in this together, whether it be parents or we see it happening, teachers, of course, principals, but even other kids, and we talk to our kids and we educate our kids. It comes from the teachings of parents and teachers in regard to this space, does it not?
Yeah, we believe that there's a huge role that can be played for education, and specifically early education, which can be from parents, community members, and even teachers, and that's why we have a program that is all about early intervention in schools.
And so how do people use Kids Helpline? We have a phone number there for communication. Do you guys then engage with the school as such? Tell us the process.
Yeah, definitely. So for young people, if they're age 5 to 25, they can reach out to us for counselling and support through our phone number 1-800-551-800, mm-hmm. or they can jump online and engage in counselling by typing or even peer support on our website. But we also have our school program, which is Kids Helpline at School, thanks to our principal partner, Bupa Foundation, which is available to every single primary and high school around Australia.
Good.
And teachers are able to go online and book in for that program at no cost through our website.
Sure. And so with that communication, those platforms as such, then it is the principals are notified from schools if there's something going on, yes?
So at Kids Helpline, we are a private and confidential service. So we let young people notice when they're phoning up that it is confidential. Mm-hmm. But there are times where there are limits to our confidentiality, which involve a young person's safety. Mm. And that's where we might engage with external services such as an ambulance.
Okay, thank you. And there's the communication. Of course, we're talking 24/7 with this 1-800 number. Yes?
Yes, that's correct. So Kids Helpline never closes. Young people are able to reach out to us every single moment, day or night, 24/7.
And you got a web page?
We do. So Kids Helpline's website is kidshelpline.com.au.
Okay, kidshelpline.com.au. Thank you for talking. We are about to start school for the 2025. So very important to bring this conversation front and centre. And we all need to work together on stamping out bullying.
Yes, we definitely agree.
Hannah, thank you very much for coming to the program. Big shout out to your team. Have a great year. We'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Hannah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hannah Wilson, her name is, Kids Helpline spokesperson, your town, Kids Helpline. Don't forget that that deadly number again is 1-800-55-1800. So call that number if any dramas are going on regarding bullying. But it's a team effort. We all need to work together. You as a parent, of course, look out for your lovely child, but also talk to them about they themselves giving out bullying. We need to stop it, stamp it out, and we need to talk about safe spaces for all our children. And that is ages 5 to 25 was the hotline there, kidshelpline.com.au. Check that out. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM. BBM.
Somewhere in the Torres Straits,
Yeah, daily track there. You Now, that's Guju Gujul here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn Up, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, Garama returns stronger than ever in 2025. The University of Newcastle will host Garama at King Edward Park in Newcastle on Saturday, 25th of January, welcoming the community to its annual event. Now, it's the fourth year. The free public gathering is presented in partnership with Awabakal Limited, Awabakal Local Aboriginal Land Council, City of Newcastle and Newcastle Greater Mutual Group and Port Warata Coal Services. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Jordan Perry, Garam MC, lecturer in Global Indigenous Studies at the Wiluka Institute. We have Jordan on the line. Jordan, good morning. How are you? You there, Jordan? Oh, lost Jordan. We've got some problems with the phones here today. We'll try and reach out to Jordan and have a yarn and talk about this Deli Space, fourth year running, Garama, and a fantastic event happening at King Edward Park in Newcastle. Have you saying Yarn Up Song? All ears here, Deli number 1-800-422-416. You can also text the brother, 0457140550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All ears here for your yarn. We'll try and reach out to Jordan Perry and start that yarn about Garama, Newcastle to Deli.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Fighting for our rights in the land of indigenous, we got to stand up for our rights.
Fire Dance, Adrian Walter, Aminil, and we're going to reach out to Jordan Perry, Garama MC, lecturer in Global Indigenous Studies at the Wiluga Institute, and talk about this fantastic event, fourth year running on the line. Jordan, good morning. How are you?
Oh, hey, brother. I'm all good. Thanks good. For having me on here.
Yeah, thank you for coming, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Jordan?
Jordan Perry. So I'm a Perry. I'm from Karua, just north of Newcastle here. So grandmother's Warra, my mob. And
yes.
My grandfather was a Wiradjuri man from Cowra via Redfern.
Good. Fantastic, brother. Big shout out to your mob. Congratulations. Narama returned stronger than ever, 2025, fourth year running. Tell us about it. Paint the picture of Garama. What your mob do there?
Well, it's a big event put on by, you know, not just the uni here where I work at, but, you know, all the local community orgs and that as well, like Wabakal Local Land Council, City of Newcastle and all that chip in together. And obviously we got community reps from everywhere coming together to put on, you know, a big show of culture, singing, dancing, yarning, I guess just talking about, you know, a lot of the old times and how things were before it leads into, you know, day 26, which everyone, you know, has a say on.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yep. Last day of freedom, you could say. Saturday, 25 January. So is it an all-day thing, a night thing? Paint a picture there, please, Jordan.
Yeah. Just a night thing. So it starts at 7 o'clock. It's at King Edward Park, one of the really old big parks in the middle of Newcastle there, right near the beaches.
Yep.
Family-friendly. They've got a special thing on this year where there's, like, sea creature lanterns for the kids. They're doing a big parade and that. So, yeah, everyone just brings like a blanket and a little picnic and that and lays up on the real big grass hill and looks down at the stage.
Fantastic. And no cost, no entry fee?
All free, my brother. You just go on the website there and you register for free and they send you your tickets.
And look, fourth year running, so it looks seems like an annual event, becoming an annual event. And it's a platform that brings mob together, black and white, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's what's really important too is it's, you know, the fourth year running, and a lot of the times, you know, I've always grown up here in Newcastle, and we've always had, you know, community events like the big ones, like the marches and the rallies and the NAIDOCs and that through town and that, but a lot of other things come on and off and drop off.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty important that we have community events with a lot of the, you know, prominent community groups and people involved that are consistent and are always there and they can keep growing, you know, because mob, non-mob that come along, they're going to learn something new every year. So if we've got a big thing, put the showcase on, that's always good for us people.
Yes, no, fantastic. And entertainment, what sort of entertainment are we talking, Jordan?
Well, you got me.
Thank you. There it is. That's the highlight right there. Stop everything.
Well, I'm just MCing. I'm just leading everyone through everything. So, you know, we got kids there, but I can spin a couple of little yarns and that because I've, you know, worked for a long time in media and stuff. A lot of dancing, Midnight Dreaming and Wanunga E Dreaming, Minimbar Dances. We've got a really mad act by one of my brothers here, two of my brothers, Jesse and that, Marty. So they sing in language.
Good.
In English. Beautiful band, they're an acoustic band. And some, you know, some spoken word dialogue and things like that. And, yeah, just, you know, a lot of family.
Fantastic celebration, gathering. Too Deadly, my brother. Look, thank you very much. 4 years running. So it's become an annual event with Newcastle. And, look, I said bring a mob together using the tool of gathering. And, look, good yarning with you, Jordan. Thank you very much, my brother. And so you're studying, are you?
I'm a lecturer here at Wollatooka at Newcastle. But
yes.
I'm doing my PhD too, just about a lot of the stuff I did in my media career.
Beautiful. Fantastic, brother. Well, good yarning with you. Big shout-out to the mob there. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep in touch. And we'll yarn soon, Jordan.
Right. See you after.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there. Jordan Perry, his name is. Garama MC, Lecturer in Global Indigenous Studies at Woolooluka Institute. And we're talking about Garama Return Stronger Than Ever. And the University of Newcastle will host Garama at King Edward Park in Newcastle on Saturday 25th of January from 7 p.m. to about 9 p.m. Just a couple of hours, but gathering, fantastic. And as you say, we're coming up to Australia Day. A lot of our mob call it Survival Day. And if you look at Saturday 25th, that's the last day of freedom, a lot of black people would say, in regard to the date change. What's your say on that? We've got about 20-odd minutes left on the program. Maybe you want to talk about that space. Should we change the date? I heard some black people say that celebrating Australia Day on the 26th is like asking the Jews to celebrate Holocaust Day. Yeah, food for thought. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Bright in the sky.
Yeah, two beautiful, beautiful voice, Jessica Mowboy. Thank you, sister. I can't help myself. Is the name of that Delhi track, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Here on your Delhi program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up here on National Talk Black, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM, across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, boy hit by an unmarked police vehicle here in Cairns. And last week, there should be much concern as to why there has been no press release on the serious incident that happened on Murray Street, where a boy riding his bike was struck by an unmarked police vehicle driven by detectives. Look, to shed some light, I'm going to catch up a yarn with the boy's father, and that is Jirija, and have a yarn with the brother in line, just confirming. Jirija, are you there? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, bro.
Brother, just confirming your name pronunciation, Jirija.
Diraj.
Thank you, my brother. First of all, how's your boy? How's your son?
Yeah, he's still recovering with the fractured jaw and skull at
Whoa.
The moment.
Okay. How he's old is he? How old is he, brother?
He's 9 years old.
9 years old. So hit by an unmarked police car. So, of course...
Not just a normal police car, but an undercover detective vehicle.
Oh, rightio. Okay. Yep. And was he on a bike, scooter, walking? Paint the picture, please.
Yeah, he was outside the yard on the footpath riding his bike, and then all of a sudden, he heard a bang.
Mm.
Man, I just seen him go flying across the road. I thought he was dead.
Wow. So when did this happen? About a week ago, was it?
Yeah, last week, Sunday, I think, on the 12th.
So was the car in pursuit, chasing? Was it speeding?
We're not sure, but that was still waiting too for the cops to get back to us. Yeah, they haven't been in touch with us ever since.
And so was your boy taken to hospital? Did the ambulance arrive?
Yeah, they arrived moments later.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So otherwise he's in good spirits, but we have a broken jaw, you're saying?
Yeah, he got fractured jaw in two places and a fracture to his skull. But the cops didn't mention that in the papers. They just said that we're claiming that he has a fractured jaw and that it is fractured, it's wired up.
Yep, okay, well that's fractured. Tell me the communication. When the incident happened, were you communicating with the so-called detectives?
Nah, I lost my plot.
So just you at home?
Yeah, we was at home.
Yeah, just you? Or was your other half there as well?
Yeah. All of us were home.
Okay.
I happened to see them flying, you know. I was the first person there on the scene before anybody else.
And what was the engagement, communication with the detectives?
Nothing whatsoever. It didn't say nothing. Didn't take any statements from anybody. Nothing.
Whoa. And who called the ambulance? You called the ambulance?
Nah, other people that were standing up outside, you know, after the bank, as soon as that car made contact with him, everyone heard it, you know, everyone just came out from nowhere.
And was your boy still in hospital?
Hey?
Is your boy still in hospital, or is he out?
No, he's out now. He got out a week later.
Okay, a week later, and there's no communication from the police?
Nah, nothing. The only time our police came to visit was when we first went to the hospital. But, yeah, they wanted to...
On that day. So what time... Just paint the picture there. Diraj, are we talking in the morning when the incident happened?
No, that afternoon.
Afternoon?
So when the ambulance got to the hospital.
Yep.
And then, yeah, we went and took him in for get scans, you know, and at that time... The police came in.
Yep.
His junior's mother.
Okay, Roddy.
And then, yeah, and they only asked if he was okay. And they said, no, he went in for scans, and then he just left. Never heard anything since.
All right, so I'm reaching out there to the Cairns police to shed some light on this. Have you been touched by media, Cairns Post? Have you been touched by radio stations, 4CA, 105 FM?
You're the first one. Other than that, the Cairns Post came the other day before what was written in the papers. That's all it's been.
So we talked to our black mob, you know, brother, we talked to our black mob, and statements like, if this was a non-Indigenous kid, would there be more emphasis, more focus, more communication?
Possibly, you know? Like,
I mean, honestly.
But it looks like innocent no matter what, you know?
Yes.
Something has to be done about this. They can't just sweep it under. Just say, oh, yeah, he got hit with minor injuries or whatever. Jeez, he could have died. I thought he was dead, bro.
Yeah, brother, yes. And I will say that this program, we communicate with, like, Edmonton Police, for example, come in and have a yarn. I did talk to the police on the program here last week about the incident. They said under investigation. So there it is. That's where it sits. But there's no communication with you, as in the father, the parents of the young boy.
They haven't even called bring up nothing to say, oh, you know, he's all right, how's he doing, you know,
exactly.
Anything, touch base, nothing whatsoever. So what are they doing? Just sitting there in the office trying to wait till everything cooled down like nothing happened.
Did they explain to you how the incident happened or what happened?
Nothing. Like I'm saying, bro, thing.
In the dark, brother.
Nothing done.
Yep.
They just got quiet, straight up.
All right, brother. Well, listen, thoughts and prayers going out to you and your family. Young fella, okay, but please do keep in touch. And look, I'm reaching out to the Cairns Police to get in touch with our program here, National Talk Black, Bumabripa Media, and to talk about the incident. Okay, it's under investigation, but shed some light on it, or communicate with the parents at least, because you're still in the dark there, aren't you, brother?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, my brother, like I said, thoughts and prayers going out to you and your family. Keep in touch, my brother. If you hear anything, please give us a call back. And I'm reaching out to the Cairns Police to come to the program and shed some light on the situation. Jared, thank you very much. All the best, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye. There it is. Sad incident. Young boy hit by a car, unmarked police vehicle. That's the story there. Nothing's more than said to all family and friends. The lad reckoned this is on social media that my son that got hit by the unmarked police car by detectives in Murray Street. We're still in hospital with my son dealing with his injuries, and the police only came into the emergency department once, but they haven't came back since then to take any statements. There was absolutely no media coverage to statements taken from anyone yesterday or today. This is last week, but yet there were more police at the scene way before an ambulance arrived. I heard the big bang, seen my son flying through the air, and was the first person in the scene running for my son before the two detectives jumped out of their vehicles. There are many witnesses and many neighbours that are concerned, and major of the community members were the ones to call the ambulance. So there it is. That's where it's at. So waiting to see what the situation is, and under investigation. But if the investigation has finished, then communicate with the parents at least. Find out what's happening there. But look, happy to talk about it here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Pobala, pobala me. 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 Sit down in my country. I sit down. Pobala, pobala me. Pobala, pobala me. Pobala, pobala me. Pobala, pobala me. Guardia, come along. He no listen to our song. He build a brand new house. He build brand new home. Pobala, pobala me. Pobala, pobala me. Pobala, pobala me. Pobala, pobala me.
pobla pobla mi. Pobla pobla mi. Pobla pobla mi. Pobla pobla mi. They give us social security. That's to give us CDP. Government say good now. They trick us with their money. Pobla pobla mi. Pobla pobla mi. Pobla pobla mi. Pobla pobla mi. Sit down on the ground. I mind my own business. I mind my own way. Pobla pobla mi. 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 Pobla mi.
Back. This two-lane road was an older track. Your dogs are gone, taken to the pound. A free and cold.
Hey, you Daily Mob, time to sign off here from the program of National Talk Black for the day. Thank you very much for your company. I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That Daily number 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Thank you for coming. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up via NERS very soon, National News Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you, Mob. Too deadly.
Came back from the city. Say, cuz, where you been? Says, brother, I've been living on the wire. Live down in that gutter where the fittest survive and plow through them fields of fire. Had a needle in a vein that profited the same. Had a friend with no name who was alive. Saw the white walls of freedom, never found the black door. Saw the devil sing with angels in the choir.